Hi, and welcome to the Bravely You podcast, the podcast designed to empower you to unapologetically harness your uniqueness and to fully embody the essence of the courageous, multifaceted, confident woman. The woman who is in control of her own reality, who takes up all the space she undeniably deserves, and who is not afraid to rewrite her own story. I'm your host, Valentina Marzola, a multi-passionate, certified transformational empowerment coach, mindset mentor, model, speaker, health and wellness enthusiast, clean cooking fanatic, multilingual globetrotter, passionate nature lover, and a woman on a mission to help millions of women to find their courage, their connection, and their confidence to live a powerful and abundant life. Sounds like a lot? Well, I do not have to fit into simply one box. I want to inspire you to fully and wholeheartedly believe in the infinite potential that lies within you. Your power lies in your uniqueness, in all the complementary dimensions that make you who you are. This is your time to elevate, to upgrade, to step into your light, and to finally be bravely you. This is a safe space for you to tune in to fun, authentic, intuitively led conversations, a raw and honest diary of my journey, and science-backed facts and tools on all things female empowerment, positive psychology, mindset, confidence, healing, spirituality, manifestation, and so much more. I appreciate you, I see you, I'm with you, and I cannot thank you enough for being here with me. And with that being said, let's begin. Hello, hello. Here we go. Another episode recorded from my phone. I really hope that the quality is good enough. If not, I'm really, really sorry in advance. I'll be back on my mic very, very soon. I'm currently sitting in this empty room full of boxes, towels and some clothes of mine drying, and my dog sitting next to me on the floor, and just a bunch of boxes. And as you might have already seen on my social media, if you've been following me, you might know that I have currently moved from Brighton to London. So not the craziest move, not the moves I might have done in the past from one country to the next, but still a very, very big and intricate move, because I've moved with half of my stuff coming here and the other half having to go to storage. Same for my partner, plus obviously with the dog. And I had just moved into from Hove to another place a little bit outside of Brighton just 6 months ago. So it's been a lot of moves, and I had quite some... Yeah, obviously, you know, I mentioned this on my last episode as well. Not my last episode, one of the episodes where I'm talking about how my dog taught me to become a better leader. My last move from Hove to the place outside of Brighton was still, again, for location-wise, not the biggest move, but it's always a big move when you have to bring all of your stuff and all that kind of stuff. And the craziest thing is I've always been used to moving. I did my last episode on this, but I used to move, again, with my little luggage and a couple of luggages, and that was it when I was a student. And now it's like you're moving with your sofa and a dog and your partner and loads of furniture, and it's like a whole different kind of moving process. And the last move, my dog did a kind of regression, so I don't know what happened. Definitely know now that the way we moved and the energy we were holding, it was just not the right space for, like, it wasn't, we just didn't do things the best and optimal way for him to get into this home in a calm and confident state. And with time, a lot of things had happened, and I check out, I think it's episode 8, where I talk about how the story with training my dog. My dog is a Bazenji. He's one of the four, I think there are only four primitive dog breeds in the world, and so he's more of a wolf and a wild dog than he is a domestic dog. So obviously he's moved with me 3 different countries already, and might be moving soon again. But for now, we've moved from Italy to Germany, and then from Germany here. So he's done loads of moves with me. And I was very, very nervous moving into London, because I knew we were moving into the high rise that we were, by the way, I'm so excited about. If you haven't seen it already on social media, jump on my Instagram to check out these incredible views and sunsets I get to see here from the literally above the 30th floor. So it's really, really incredible and really, really high up. And
It's just really beautiful. It's a place we've been waiting for 2 years now for it to be built. And so it's just very, very exciting time. Very, very exciting time. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting. And this episode is a bit of a life update, a bit about wanting to talk a little bit about control and victim mindset and, you know, our tendency when things are out of our control. And then I also wanted to talk a little bit and touch upon manifestation. So just a little bit of an update here, and then I'll go deeper into a manifestation episode in the future. But basically, I wanted to share something that I really realized as I moved here, and it's also very linked with the situation with my dog. So when we moved out from Hove, which is, you know, in Brighton, and we moved out to a house, it was perfect because obviously quarantines and lockdowns and all that kind of stuff. So it felt really good to have a place with garden. And our dog never really had a place with a garden before. I mean, not like our own garden mostly. So we were really curious to see how he would be with a garden, and just with the whole situation in the pandemic, we thought that would be just ideal. When we moved there, though, my dog did quite a bit of a regression, in the sense that things that we had already trained and worked on, he kind of had lost and started being very nervous. He would cry even if the cleaning lady would leave the house. So you could see he wasn't settled. He wasn't feeling safe or happy or calm. It's very, very like kind of this frantic and anxious kind of energy. And a lot of things happened. Just check out that episode where I talk about my dog training stuff. But anyway, loads of things happened. I met this incredible woman. Check out that episode where I go in depth in it. And I've been training him a lot ahead of this move. So I've trained him in a very different way. I think really a lot of things, and a lot of things, if not, I wouldn't say, well, I believe that a lot of things happen for a reason. And I do believe that we always learn from things if we are open to, and we can learn from it, we can grow from things if we're open to. And so I was quite, how can I say, stressed out for this move when it came to my dog, because I knew I was going to be living in a high rise, I knew I would have neighbors really close by, I knew it would be city life, so just another way of like, you know, another complete different lifestyle. And I was like, okay, if he did a regression from such a, you know, different kind of space, imagine this. And so can you see how my mind was already like, oh no, and like already focused on what could go wrong instead of focusing on all the great things and what could go right. And I trained myself over the years. I trained myself to believe in the infinite possibilities that are out there. So all I truly believe, and I choose to believe, that everything is possible. And I choose to believe that there's an infinite amount of possibilities that are out there in our field, in the quantum field, and that we often do not allow ourselves to see all of those because of our mindset, and we just don't even allow ourselves to go there. And so I've trained myself over the years to believe that, and this is how I literally like healed my, for example, my skin naturally, even though it felt impossible, and I just kept getting acne over and over again. Every day I would wake up with a new one. I was like, how is this ever going to happen? Same with my panic disorders. I was like, this is impossible. Just again, this hope, feeling of hopelessness. And this word like impossible, I'm never going to get out of this. Like I can't control my body. They just randomly come out of the blue, these panic attacks. And in various scenarios of my life, I've been able to overcome pretty difficult situations that felt like there was no way out by, you know, persevering, by keeping on working and putting in the effort, but also really understanding and believing deep down, even though a part of me was like impossible, deep down believing there's an infinite amount of possibilities out there. This is a chance for me to do the things in the way I want to. And, you know, it worked out with a lot of patience and a lot of hard work. And so the reason why I'm sharing this is because I trained myself over the years to believe this. And when it came to my dog and this move, I was like, this is going to be very tough because he's got separation anxiety. There's many things that obviously has very strong instincts. So I was like, how can I control that? Like it's part of him and these patterns are so ingrained in him. How am I going to control that? And I just wanted to share this with you because actually there, when things feel like they're out of your control, it's a lot of times it's us stepping right into victim mode and not seeing the possibilities and not seeing what we actually can control, for example. And let me tell you, all of the hard work I've done with my dog ahead of my move, I was, you know, living on my own and balancing my business work and all of the work I was doing around my business and, you know, hiring team and working with my clients. And also just in between training my dog and doing all these different things I had to do at home for him to kind of understand that this is the way things work. But a lot of the work I had to do was actually on myself and the energy I was carrying. Again, you can go listen to that episode. But basically, fast forward a couple of weeks, well, months since I've been training him, but fast forward to now, I've been going to the gym and going out and going to the center in London, and, you know, and he's been doing amazing. He's been feeling amazing at home. I've been checking on camera. He's doing great. He's walking like a pro outside, even though there's loads of things going on, loads of new things. He's doing so well. And we already found our enclosed doggy park. He's made friends. It's just everything is going so well. And all of the problems I had in the other house that I thought, okay, if I have these problems in London, I'm doomed. All of the issues we had, there's like no trace of it. And that's because I've worked so hard with this trainer beforehand. But she also kept reminding me, hold the vision. I had a choice to see everything go wrong here in London or to see, okay, I'm taking action, I'm doing the work, and now let me hold the vision of things going so well and me being able to leave and me taking him with me everywhere and like it not being a problem. And so I had a choice. I really did have a choice. A lot of things were in my control, even when I thought, like, how can this be in my control? It's my dog's behavior. How can this be in my control? And I wanted to share this because things are going great and there were so many things that were in my control that I didn't think were in my control. And this is what happens many times. So I'm just using this dog example, but actually, a lot of times when something happens to us, we feel like it's, and something especially happened to us or something where we feel like, okay, this is going to be so tough, like it's not in my control. I feel like, why is this happening to me or stuff like that? What happens there is that we really, really step into this victim mindset of like, why is this happening to me? So we lose our power. We give our power away to the situation that we cannot control. And what does this do? It doesn't enable us to see the infinite amount of possibilities that could happen. So yes, there's scenario A, everything goes wrong, I need to move out, people are complaining, or I don't know what, like worst case. And then there's, you know, option, it might go great. He loves a new place. He loves being more boundaried. So, you know, the instincts are not too like triggered when you're not living like outside in the countryside next to sheep and whatever, horses and rabbits and squirrels. And so things could be going amazing. He loves his new place. He adapts to the lifestyle. He's calm. He's happy. He sleeps well. He's, you know, doing great. So there's so many options. There's options to find someone to support us when we're here. Like, there's so many options. But again, when we get into victim mindset, all we see is everything that could go wrong. And all we see is how things have happened to us. I do understand that a lot of times there are things that are out of our control. I'm not saying that everything is in your control. I'm also not saying that everything has to always be positive and that you always need to find like be positive around a situation that is bringing you down. There's a thing called positive toxic positivity, where you obviously almost bypass all the, you know, the difficult parts and just constantly tell yourself, oh, no, I have to be fine. Oh, no, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. All you're doing is you're suppressing. This is not what I'm saying, or bypassing. This is not what I'm saying. If a situation is dragging you down, allow yourself to cry. Allow yourself to feel nervous. I did for sure before. I was like, okay, what can I do now? Allow yourself to feel. Emotions are there to carry a certain message. They're there for a reason. And feeling is healing. If you don't allow yourself to feel, it's going to be very, very tough. And so because I have a tendency, and it's also in my birth chart, it's also just did an energetic reading, a soul contract reading, and it was there as well. It's in my design. It's in my astrological charts. I have a tendency, and I see it as well in general, that whenever something happens to me, I'm straight going into what can I learn from this. By the way, my dog's snoring next to me. I hope it's not disturbing the podcast. What can I learn from this? And okay, how can I, you know, move on from this? How can I grow from this? But the thing is, I have the tendency then to, because you're already looking at what's next, or you're looking at how you can grow from it, that you almost don't allow yourself to feel. So I really need to make the conscious effort of like, if this hurt me or if this is not feeling good, allow yourself to feel it. It's so important to feel. and emotions, often they get stuck in our bodies, and that causes so much more like stress, and also a lot of physical symptoms come from that as well. So all I'm saying here is obviously allow yourself to feel. If you need to feel shit, if you need to feel like shit for a couple of, don't know, hours, days, whatever you need, allow yourself to do so, but then give yourself that time to feel and then pick yourself back up. Don't let this like bring you down for weeks and weeks and weeks. Obviously, it depends on the situation. I'm not talking here, I'm talking about something like, you know, something that you feel stressed out about or that gives you anxiety. So again, disclaimer, it's not about like, I know that many things happen in our life that are really, really bad and that are out of our control, and we can grieve and we can have so many other situations. Now I'm more talking about a situation that you feel like you just cannot control and something that happened to you. No matter what it is, allow yourself to feel for sure, and give yourself the time you need. But then allow yourself to also see what is possible from this, and allow yourself to see how you can grow from this and how you can heal even further from this, for example. So what I was saying is, when you go into victim mindset, a thing that happens is that we do not see what could potentially be in our control, because we give our control, we give all our power away. And in this situation, like, I'm talking about a third party here, obviously it's my dog, a lot of things could not be in my control, but actually so much was in my control. And if I would have let my mind go straight into, oh, but why, and how am I going to do this, it's going to be so stressful, and bring the stress into my work and bring the stress into everything, what would have happened is I wouldn't have been able to even show him that it is possible for him, and hold that energy for him and be that leader for him, and that shows him, yes, this is possible, and yes, you will do this, and it's fine and it's good. I wouldn't have been able to go through all the training hours I've done with him. I wouldn't have been able to do the move so smoothly and have him in a calm place for a couple of days before I unbox most of my stuff. So all of this like wouldn't have been possible if I would have just stayed there of like, why is this happening to me? Why is it like this? Why is everyone else having like this experience and I have this experience? So again, when things are out of your control, ask yourself one thing. Okay, situation's out of my control. First, allow yourself to feel. Feel. Feeling is healing. If you need to feel like shit, give yourself that time. Give yourself that time to process and feel the emotions. Give them a place to go to. Don't suppress them. Don't bypass the current situation. But then have a look at the situation that is out of your control and say, okay, so what are other outcomes though? I'm stressing out about a specific outcome. What are other possible outcomes for me here? Infinite possibilities. I want you to look at the infinite possibilities and really look like, okay, there's option A, B, C, but then what's option like D? What's option E? What's option F? Like, there's so many other options out there. We only allow ourselves to see a couple of the ones that we think are realistic. But to grow and to achieve immense, incredible things in life, you need to look outside of the box. You need to look at what you might think is not possible, and make the things that don't seem possible in your mind actually possible. A couple of years back down, actually, I would have never thought I'm living my dream life here. Like, have the business I have today, have the team I have today. Like, all the things I've achieved, like, I would tell you, you're kidding me. You are kidding me. This is not real. So again, like, you don't think of the three options that, you know, could be pretty obvious. Think outside the box. What is like the best case scenario? And what is required of you to get to that best scenario? And if something's out of your control, a lot of times, another thing to look at once you've, you know, allowed yourself to feel and looked at all the infinite possibilities is, what are the things you can control? When you're in victim mindset, you can't control anything. You've just been a victim of something. You've given your whole power and control, or your whole power away to something, in the hands of a person, a situation, whatever. Right now, when we get our power back and we're in control of a situation, in the sense that we're like, okay, this is something that happened to me. It was out of my control, but what can I control here? Because one thing is certain, there's always something you can control, even if it's just your inner state, even if it's just how you feel, even if it's just the relationship with that current situation. For example, how you feel about the situation, how you feel about the, you know, the situation that's out of your control, how you're approaching it, how you approach your day-to-day life. Are you going to let it affect your mental health? Are you going to let it affect your daily routines? Are you going to up-level from it? Or are you going to just sit in bed all day, not do anything, or procrastinate, or you know, not show up to the things you've told yourself you're going to do and just go to your job and you know, perform just 50% or whatever it is, right? So the third thing to really look at is, where are the things that are in your control? What are the things you can control? And if it's like nothing external, again, it's most of the time it's internal. So you might not control a situation, but you can control how you react to a certain situation. That's always going to be in your control. If you grow from that situation, that's going to be in your control. If you master that situation, that's going to be in your control. And if you're going to let it completely ruin you, or if it's going to actually up-level you. So this situation could have easily made me feel so anxious for the next moves. I have a lifestyle where I move a lot. If you've seen and listened to my last episode, you know I've been moving and moving and moving so, so much. Check out my last episode, Home Away From Home. So you know, like, obviously with my dog, I could have easily made this, like, this is going to be difficult for every single move. I would have a constant state of, like, anxiety, because if I ever have to move again, it's going to be so stressful and I'm going to be so limited with my dog. Instead, you know, I actually grew from it. I learned from it. I am now like, I now know that like the world is open for me and that I'll always find a solution. And so again, I learned from this. I grew from this. I decided to master the situation. And guess what? So many things were in my control. Yes, it's my dog's patterns, it's my dog's behavior, it's his breed, it's his instincts, but I am the leader and he's going to inevitably respond to my energy. He's going to inevitably respond to my energy, something called morphic resonance. He's going to pick up my energy and he is going to understand that I am in a calm state, I'm a leader, I'm confident, or I'm nervous, I'm anxious, don't know what to do, or you're stressing me out, and that's a vicious cycle. So many things we think are not in our control actually are. And when they are really not, our internal state is in our control. That's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about and tell you today, which really came up to me as I was moving. Also, in all of this time, a lot of things happened. A lot of things happened. So I've got a lot of new people joining me on my community on Instagram, because one of my reels went viral exactly as I was moving out of my apartment. And the next two, I took a week off to really focus on my move, which again, wasn't a week of like holidays. It was a lot of organizing, a lot of doing, and there's still a lot going on. But it was really good for me to kind of settle down, to be in that great energy, to then go and pick up my dog once everything was settled and spend some quality time with my partner. We were living away from one another for 6 months. So just a lot of things. And my reel went viral, one of my reels on Instagram. And actually, I might do another podcast episode on hate, because I literally really, really experienced what it means to get like this online hate that I never really experienced before, which is normal when, well, normal, no. I actually believe that it's not something I would ever do. So I believe in being respectful and kind, but again, 2.4 million people have watched my reel and there's going to be people who just don't like you or don't like what you're saying. So obviously there has been so much like love, and I've received so many incredible messages of how much you respect my work and are inspired by my work, and it made me so happy. It was like such a, it's like the universe really was like, yeah, this is your next level. It was like I moved into this and really imagined, like, with every move that I make, even if it's like a local move, a new space, and I really, really vibe off of my environment. I really, really vibe off of my space. And so I really make it almost a challenge of like my next level. I'm up leveling. New lifestyle, new neighborhood, new windows, which means a new sense of light, a new air, facing a new place. Like it's just everything is new. There's this newness. And so it's a new chapter. And it just came together so nicely that one of my soul contract readings was in this time exactly. And it was moved up to this time, which was again, stuff that I hadn't planned at all. It was supposed to be in April and it was now. And with a new moon coming up right now as well, as I'm recording this, we just had, there was just so much releasing as well, and so much like setting up of new ways of how I want, like reassessing my boundaries, reassessing my goals, and just everything is like, it almost felt like it's a, like one chapter was closing, but the whole new chapter is opening up, and the universe was like, yep, your work is being seen. And what I realize as well is like, it's, my work has been seen by many more people now. So I've got new followers. So if you're a new listener of this podcast, welcome. I'm so excited to have you here. And I just wanted to say that it's just been crazy how, you know, I really visualize the things I want to achieve in this new chapter of my life. And the universe was like, here, I'm just already going to give you one of them, which was like having, building an even greater community now that more people have seen me as well, like having a greater community, building a bigger community, being spreading my work even further and farther out, and really reaching more people. So it is truly, truly wonderful. And I just wanted to touch upon a little thing about manifestation. And then if you're interested, you know, send me a DM. My DMs are open. Like, share this on social media and I'll see if this resonates. But I'd like to go deeper than an episode about manifestation in the future. But basically, I started manifesting at the age of 15 and manifested some pretty dope stuff. And ever since, I've been hooked and a true believer of the law of attraction and manifestation. And I keep on teaching these skills to myself and then to my clients, and really bring this approach also in my coaching sessions. So I bring a lot of different sides of it, like blending the science with the spirituality. And when I came here, I had this pinch me moment. I got here, my dog was looking outside, and I was like, how is he gonna behave? Like, we're above 30th floor, so really high up, like looking down, how is he gonna feel, you know? And he was looking out, and the sun was out, and it was warm, and I just felt like I was in New York. If you haven't seen my view already, go ahead and go on Instagram, have a look at the view. It's insane. I'm living in London, but it just felt like all these high rise just felt like I was somewhere in New York. And I remember many years back, I just imagined myself like being my own boss and like living my dream life, having a dog and in New York City. And I was like, oh, imagine like so free, like my own business, successful and thriving, and my dog, and like having my a loving partner. And I was like, I had this pinch me moment when I moved here. I just, first of all, the location just reminded me of this moment when I had dreamed of, like, you know, having this dream life. And it's not the location in itself. It's not that like, it had to be New York. It was more this feeling of feeling like I was on top of the world, that I was managed, that I was finally like creating and thriving in my environment and living this life that I always dreamed of. And I had this pinch me moment. My dog was there. I was looking at him, looking outside, surrounded by the sky, beautiful skyscrapers, and looking out on the water, and in this big, big city. Just finished clients, business going amazing, having my team supporting me, and it's just like my partner at home and supporting and loving. And I was like, I had this pinch me moment of like, everything is coming together, being able to live in a city of opportunities, not being far from my family, having, and you know, my dog, who's really, oh my goodness, can't even, whoever has a dog might already know, I grew up with animals and dogs, so he's just such a stability in my life, and I'm just obsessed with him. He's really a true muse. So if you don't already see him, meet Eto on my Instagram and social media. He's so funny, and if you see him on social media, you'll see he's very, very proud of himself. And it's funny how I'm a confidence coach, and I've got at home a serious channel of confidence, the muse, I call this. He's really a muse for all things confidence. Anyway, you know, being in this situation, just had this pinch me moment, and I was like, wow, like I truly manifested all of this. The apartment, like 2 years ago, when we came to, like, it wasn't even built yet. We've been waiting for 2 years, and just all of these different things that happened. It could have not happened. There were so many things that pushed us away from this situation. So many things that could have changed in the course of our lives and in the course of my life. And here we are, like, it's all happening. It's working. It's going great. And no matter what, you know, life brings me, I just had this moment of like, wow, I manifested this, and I can say it happily and proudly, because it's not about the how things are going to happen. It's trusting the vision. It's trusting the why you want to do it, and already feeling this experience. And I've been feeling into like the feeling of having my own business, the feeling of thriving, the feeling of helping clients, the feeling of, you know, empowering women and people around me to live a life that they really are proud of, a life where they're fulfilled, where they're in control, where they feel connected, where they just feel like they're unstoppable and that, like, they have the power back in their hands, this personal power. And, you know, it just has been such an incredible moment for me once I came and moved into here. And so I really wanted to share that, like, if you don't believe in manifestation, that's fine. I completely understand. But there is a science behind it. So if you don't believe in the spiritual aspect of it, there's a science behind that. And when you allow yourself to dream big and to imagine things, you allow them to become a reality. And you cannot ever work towards anything that you haven't already thought about or dreamed of or imagined in your head. And so there is also this aspect of things. If you don't believe in manifestation, seeing a greater vision is going to allow you to work towards it. The law of attraction is not just you attracting everything and being like, I want this, and the next day it comes. Obviously, there's a lot of cases of that. If you've, you know, also when you've manifested a lot and you learn how to manifest, but it's a lot about trusting. It's a lot about surrendering. It's a lot about the law of action. There is no law of attraction without the law of action. And so taking those steps to get to the point where, like, my dog is chilling on this beautiful balcony with the most beautiful view in this incredible city, and me having this business with my team and, like, feeling supported and my partner next to me and, like, all of this, it took a lot of law of actions. It took a lot of action. Whether it was the training of my dog, the setup of my business, the working that led me to be able to call in clients and hire a team, and my relationship. So all of these, like, even up to my relationship, these are all things I've manifested. I had a very clear vision of who I wanted by my side and what I wanted in my life. So again, if you don't believe in manifestation, if you want an episode, let me know. I'd love to hear your feedback. I do a lot of things, a lot of episodes, also based on your feedback. So you will see that regularly on my social media, I have, like, little question boxes or polls where I ask, like, what do you want me to share? What are your questions? What would you like to know? So I do base a lot of my episodes on your feedback. So if you do want a clear, like, more in-depth episode on manifestation, let me know. I can let you know how it all started for me, what I manifested at the age of 15, how it all started, the books I read, the things that I encountered. And yeah, let me know. I'd love to share some. In the meantime, I'm now going to finish up a lot of the work here in my apartment. A lot of things have been delayed. A lot of things have been delayed due to the current global situation. So we, you know, just having to go with the flow. This is why this episode is recorded with my phone. But I hope you still enjoy it. And I'm very excited for my next episode, which is going to be about, well, something that does touch upon what we spoke about today. But it's a lesson I have learned from someone I really look up to, and focusing on the things we can do rather than on the things we just cannot do or the things that are missing. It has been an incredible life lesson for me, and it has clicked many years later after I've been told it. But it is very, very an incredible kind of mindset shift to have. And so I wanted to really dedicate an episode on that. If you have any requests, send them to me via DM or just answer the next poll when I'll make it. There's loads of new episodes coming up that I'm very excited to share. And yeah, keep following me on social media. Keep following what's going on. There's a couple of exciting new things coming up. Workshops, new programs being launched. You'll be following the vibes in Greece. So you can just feed off of those vibes on my social media as well, as I'll be there for a while with my family. And so I'm very excited to share all this with all of you and send you all lots and lots of love.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Bravely You. I'm so grateful to be able to share this space with you, and I really hope you enjoyed today's episode and that you got enough tools, inspiration, and motivation. So now, get out there, keep your head held high, and be the bravest and most unique version of yourself. If you loved today's episode, I'd be so grateful if you'd be able to leave me a review and rate my podcast and hopefully share this with your friends and family or anyone who might benefit from hearing this. This way, I can create even more goodness and reach out to many more women who need inspiration and empowerment to be bravely themselves. And if you can't get enough of the inspiration, go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Valentina_Marzola and reach out to me to share your experience and your thoughts on today's episode. To know more about how I can best support you and work with me as a coach, check out my website valentinamarzola.com or simply send me a message. I cannot wait to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode.